Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The government today says that the number of newly laid off individuals seeking unemployment benefits jumped more than expected last week to a seven-year high. The Labor Department says jobless claims increased by 32,000 to a seasonally adjusted 516,000. That is the highest total since just after the September 11th terrorist attacks and second highest since 1992. The four-week average of claims rose by 13,250 to 491,000, the highest in over 17 years. A record decline in the price of crude oil helped to push the U.S. trade deficit down to the lowest level in nearly a year, even though the deficit with China shot up to an all-time high. The Commerce Department reported today that the trade deficit fell by 4.4% to $56.5 billion in September. The better-than-expected improvement reflected a 15.7% fall in petroleum imports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of 8,263 is down just over 19 points. The S&P 500 is at, I don't have that right now, but I do have the, S&P 500. It's at 852, and it is up just over a quarter of a point as I look at the screen right now.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at Krieger's Sports Grill in Taylorville. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and Greg Johnson of the Andersons, as well as a special appearance by our AM 580 Chief Meteorologist, Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, I don't get out to too many of these meetings, so
well, we
say it's a special appearance, yeah.
Yeah, we welcome you to that tonight, and as you look at the marketplace and look at the forecasts for the next several weeks and begin to reflect on what might be, I'm sure it'll be a very interesting session tonight at Krieger's Sports Grill in Taylorville, the meeting starting at 7.
Well, I'm looking forward to going. You know, being a meteorologist, I got to go to the home of the tornadoes.
Yes, isn't that just
Taylorville,
that's perfect.
Tornadoes, and And the only tornadoes will be the sports teams tonight. We don't anticipate any of the real thing around the area. We have a mild stretch of weather here today into tomorrow, and that means traveling tonight, no problems with winter weather. We really haven't had any winter weather travel problems yet, and I'm not anticipating many around here soon, although we're going to have a dramatic cool down tomorrow night, and it's going to be blustery and cold and just very much uncomfortable outside on Saturday. And I'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, in the Midwest Corn Belt, I want to just mention we've had some spots of light rain and drizzle over much of the area during the last day or so. So that's gotten things a bit on the damp side, but we have not had excessive rainfall that will keep fields wet for extremely long periods of time. But today may be a little difficult to get into some places just because of the recent light rain. We are getting a break in the action across Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Illinois, and much of Missouri. Nothing more than a couple of lingering patches of drizzle, but a mostly dry day is in store, along with a south wind that will be rather strong, and that could help dry things out a little bit. But looking at the radar, we do see rain across northern Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, back into South Dakota and Nebraska. Temperatures are well above freezing in that area, so the snow cover in the Dakotas and Nebraska is melting quickly right now. Same thing for southern Minnesota. Those places did pick up snow during the past week, and that is now melding. But there is rain in that area, and that rain is pushing southeastward and will move back across the rest of the Corn Belt here over the next 24 to 48 hours. And that's in association with a cold front, which is going to usher in some much colder air. That colder air is just starting to plunge into northern Minnesota and northern North Dakota right now. That front will plow through Illinois and Indiana tomorrow afternoon and evening. So we'll get into a strong west to northwest wind Friday night into Saturday. Temperatures will really take a tumble, and over most of our two-state area during the day on Saturday, temperatures will only be in the 30s with a strong west-northwest wind 20 to 30 miles per hour with higher gusts. So the wind chill during the daytime hours on Saturday in many areas will only be in the lower 20s. And along with that change, we'll get some rain through tomorrow afternoon and evening. That rain will change to snow from northwest to southeast. Most of the snow will be light, but there could be a few places that get a dusting or a light accumulation. And lake effect snow squalls are possible downwind from Lake Michigan and northern Indiana and the state of Michigan. So that'll be nasty. We'll be a little less cold on Sunday, but still below average on temperature. Another cold front comes through Sunday night, so we stay on the cool side next week. The high temperatures mainly in the 40s, and then we could have another surge of cold air after that before it turns mild. It looks like a seesaw in temperatures then will follow in the week after that. Quickly turning to South America, I'll just say that concerns are starting to grow on dryness in Argentina. They are going to remain on the warm side of average with dry conditions today into tomorrow. A cold front will come through then, so much cooler air pushing into Argentina over the weekend, but with that front, very little in the way of rain. And then it looks like a ridge of high pressure builds over Argentina next week and perhaps beyond. So I think concerns with dryness in Argentina for the planting of the crops is there. They'll have rapid wheat harvesting. In Brazil, it's going to be dry in southern sections. They, of course, had flooding rains in late October and the first week of November. So the dry weather now is fine, but they could even be looking for rain a week from now if they don't get much and they're not expecting much this coming week. Most of the rain will be from Mato Grosso on over toward Sao Paulo in Brazil, and some showers will eventually move into the northeastern parts of the growing areas, Bahia, where it's been very dry of late. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 575.5 unchanged, last trade down 4.75. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 535, up 2, last trade down 7 July. Opened at 582, down a half, last trade down 8.25. December corn opened at 365.75, down 3.75, last trade down 1.5. July 405.5, down 3.5, last trade down 1.75. November beans opened at 875, down 10.25, last trade down 7.75. July 919.25, down 3.75, last trade down 4. December soybean meal opened at 264.80, down 160, last trade down 70. December soybean oil opened at 32.53, down 5, last trade down 21. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
So here's an equation for you. What does $92 U.S. dollar index plus $50 to $52 crude oil prices equal for corn and soybean futures?
Wow. There's a good question. It doesn't mean $6 corn, does it, though?
I don't think it means that.
I talked earlier on this that I think if you take crude down and we break the $50 mark, I think inevitably we've got to get down to the $3 to $3.25 area in corn. The dollar, keep in mind, though, is largely short covering. There's been a huge amount of dollar selling that's taken place over the last couple of years here that has really driven the dollar down, and I think it's largely short covering, and ultimately I still believe the dollar probably gets weak before it's over with. Myself, Dave. So that one's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Certainly had new highs for the move today with the U.S. dollar. But we certainly haven't seen the steam of the increase over the last several sessions that we have seen earlier in October.
Right, and especially right now, I'm actually kind of surprised that we haven't taken a bigger hit in the stock market when you get the jobless claims out here well exceeding what the trade was looking for. I think it was 517,000, and they were looking for 484. I think that's the largest I read since 1991.
Yes.
Jobless claims. Imports were down a record 5.6%, so it doesn't appear that there's any good news yet. Crude oil is kind of hanging on in here. It's about unchanged, and the Dow's down, what, 70 or 80 points, something like that. I didn't get a recent Dow quote. It's down 56 points right now is where the Dow's at. So we're actually holding up better than I thought. And then on top of that, you know, just it feels like yesterday, once again, much like the previous day, that people want to try and own the grains out here. They just got to shed the burden of what's going on in these outside markets. And I still look long term. I think that we'll do that. We'll get away from what's going on in all these outside markets, and we'll start to look at this market as what the fundamentals mean to us. And today, that's got a few problems for the bean complex, probably more so than the corn.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Brian Maple. He's with F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.